Welcome back to Health Think On Air. Linda Cohen here with my producer, Steve Marks, and our resident researcher and psychologist, Dr. Rich O'Neill from the Institute for Decision Excellence and Leadership.
Hello.
Welcome.
Good to have you back, Rich.
Good morning.
Yeah. Well, we've got a question for this week's show that is timely, because Thanksgiving is
right around the corner.
So I'm going to read it, and then, Rich, you're going to want to take a stab at this one, because I think I'm a little perplexed by it. Anyway, the question reads, we don't see our extended family members throughout the year until Thanksgiving. That's when my sister-in-law likes to pretend we're one big happy family, and she asks us to make the three-hour trek to her home. Now, I resent having to participate in this awfully long day. I go in order to keep my partner happy. Is there some other way that we could celebrate this holiday while maintaining peace in the family?
Mm-hmm. This is a good question.
Yes, it is. And I'm glad you're the one who has to answer it.
Well, the first clue we have about something emotional going on here is the words having to participate.
Mm-hmm.
They signal that this person is feeling kind of powerless and unable to negotiate some kind of way of being in the family that works for everybody.
Also, I might add, the fact that we're one big happy family, said somewhat sarcastically,
yes.
I think.
Yeah. Let's deal with that in a couple minutes. Mm-hmm. Don't let me forget.
No.
Because that probably signals that the person's feelings are hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And that has an earlier, something to do earlier in the year. We'll talk about that in a minute. Let's deal with Thanksgiving right now. Thanksgiving. So the question right here is, what would stop this person from saying, I don't really want to do this?
Right.
Can we renegotiate this? They're in a kind of powerless relationship with the sister-in-law and blaming everything on the sister-in-law, sort of.
And also to keep my partner happy.
Right, which it may be. It may be, you know, the partner really wants to go. But the person isn't really speaking up for themselves, or they're not getting heard, one of the two. And often what stops us from negotiating for ourselves is something what we would call a negative prediction. Some kind of thought, if I do this, this bad thing is going to happen. So if I were to stand up for myself and say, you know, I really don't want to go this year, can we renegotiate this in some way? Maybe with the partner saying, you know, it's okay with me if I go, but I want to stay at a hotel that night.
Right.
I don't want to drive back, right? Or it's okay with me if we go, but I want to do it differently. I want to, I don't know why, you know, I want to stay for a week there. And, you know, I don't want to make it just this one big long thing. But the negative prediction might stop the person from bringing it in. They might say, well, nothing will happen. No good will come of it. My partner will be mad at me. My sister-in-law will be mad
right.
at me. There's a hint of that in there with keeping peace in the
yep.
family. It's necessary to do that. But you don't really know. So what I would ask this person is, do you know what would happen if you really spoke up for yourself and said, I don't want to do this? Can you know in advance? And usually people will say, no, I can't predict the future. And then you can say, well, okay, so you're stopping yourself with your own thinking. It may be that you could renegotiate this thing in a way that works for everybody and get rid of your resentment if you stepped up to the plate and spoke
right.
up. You don't know how people are going to react.
So ultimately, it is an issue of power. That's what I'm hearing.
Inside yourself first.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Taking your own power. Yeah.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
I think you're right on the money. I think that's the key. The secondary thing that I got out of this question was this one big happy family thing that Linda mentioned.
Yeah.
That it seems to me that this person writing this question is bothered, if not offended, by the pretending part of this, that
yeah.
her partner or his partner's family seems to want to have this holiday and pretend everything's great when they know for 364 other days during the year there's no closeness there. It doesn't appear to be, at least
yeah.
in this question.
Or they might be some hurts.
Happy family, or there's
yeah.
some problems.
Unresolved
right.
hurts.
Yeah. So the question is whether the sister-in-law, it's an assumption that the sister-in-law is pretending. Maybe
right.
the sister-in-law really wants more connection with the film. Yeah. Maybe they're, we don't know that.
Right.
But we do know, it sounds like this, I would agree, it sounds like the person is hurt. This person who's writing in, they're hurt. They would like more connection. So that would be something to say, well, okay, so you want more connection. Do you, in fact, want a better relationship with them? Okay, so how can you develop that?
Yeah.
What can you do to develop that if you want that?
Right.
And if it's not possible, if really it is true that the sister-in-law and the brother-in-law, et cetera, don't want any connection, then how are you going to make peace with that? How are you going to live with the fact that they want that? And are you going to do that for them and for your husband or whoever, or I don't know, husband or wife?
Yeah, I mean, I think this sounds like a 365 days a year problem, and as is often the case, it's a holiday, it's some sort of special event that exacerbates all of the issues.
So then if the person speaks up and they say, I want to do this differently, the responsibility then is to make sure you're heard, but also to listen to the other folks. So if really there isn't the closeness in the family that you would like, then other people are probably feeling hurt for their own reasons.
Right.
And starting to listen to each other and really making sure you understand what other people want and other people are hearing you, that's the start of healing that. I want this. I'd like to be closer to you as well. How can we do that? What can we do to make things better across the year? I don't want to just do it at Thanksgiving.
Right.
So try to find a way to be together in a way that works across the year more positively.
Yeah, how can anybody complain about that? That's a very positive way to look at the problem.
Mm-hmm.
I think so too. Excellent. Good. I think you got us out of some trouble.
Okay.
Remember, if you have a question for Dr. Rich, you can write to him at hloa@upstate.edu, and we'll try to put yours on the air next time.